Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and WNYC's Beth Fertig joins us now to report on the New York standardized math test scores making headlines today. New fodder for Mayor Bloomberg's reelection campaign, and perhaps for his opponents, and for the related debate over whether to renew mayoral control of the public schools in its current form. The state legislature needs to act on that by the end of this month. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Brian.
So the New York Times headline is, City Students Gain in Math, Racial Gap Shrinks. Big sounding news if true. Do the numbers bear that out?
They do, you know, but there's so many different ways of slicing these scores, and that's where it gets really complicated. The state looks at level 1, 2, 3, 4 when they do the achievement levels on these math and reading tests. Level 1 means you're flunking. Level 2 means, you know, you got a couple of things going on, but you're still below where you need to be. Level 3 means you're meeting the state standards, and level 4 means you're exceeding the state standards for your grades. So what they look at is how many kids are meeting or exceeding state standards at levels 3 and 4. And when you see gains, as we've been seeing incrementally every year, there's been gains in the percentage of students statewide and in New York City scoring at levels 3 and 4. That shows you that the test scores are going up, and that's progress. You also see a decline in the percentage of students at level 1, meaning the kids who are flunking out. They're not going to go anywhere. But what's more complicated is you also want to look at the actual scores, which means if the level 3 and level 4 means you're getting a B or an A, you want to look at what's your score. Did it go from an 80 to an 85? In that range of a B? Did it go from 79 to 80? That would be less impressive. Mm-hmm. And so what you see over time is that the jump in the scores has not been as dramatic as you would expect given the rise in the percentage of students getting the A and the B, you know, getting levels 3 and 4. So that's why the state, the chancellor of the Board of Regents, Merrill Tisch, and the State Education Department commissioner, who's outgoing now, Commissioner Mills, are saying that, hold on here, let's be a little bit more cautious because we call it an incremental rise. They're being a little more modest than the city is when they look at these scores. And they're also saying that since we've seen such a jump now where 86% of pupils in New York State in grades 3 through 8 are meeting or exceeding the state standards in math, that's great, but it also tells us, well, maybe this test is too easy. So they're going to look at the standards.
And there are other measures. We know that the state standard, the state test results in recent years do not measure up to the national test results, which are more stringent standards. And some of the skeptics are citing CUNY as a benchmark for some of these improvements in the last few years being less than meet the eye, because when New York City high school students enter CUNY in large numbers, a large percentage still need remedial math, remedial reading, much more than you might think based on who's passing standardized tests, correct?
Exactly. And that's why one thing Merrill Tisch, the chancellor of the Board of Regents, said yesterday is that in large urban districts, only half of students who score level 3, meaning they meet the standards in math in eighth grade, will actually graduate from high school. And there's an enormous number who do graduate who are going to need remedial education in college. That's pretty drastic. So even if you get a level 3 on your eighth grade, if it's a low level 3, mm-hmm. like, you know, you got only an 80 as a B student instead of an 85, that means you've got a pretty good chance of not even graduating high school. And if you do go to college, you're going to need the remedial math.
So passing math is not a predictor, as much as we would hope it would be, of even graduating high school.
And that brings up the national standards, Brian, because in the national standards, there's this test that's called the Nation's Report Card, called NAEP. And in New York, the percentage of students meeting or exceeding the proficiency standard on NAEP in math and reading is, you know, roughly half of what it is on the state exams. And this is a common pattern throughout the nation where the state tests show that the kids are doing a lot better than on the national tests. Now, the national test is harder. Experts will tell you that. But still, it's a warning sign. And there was a meeting of people from the different states yesterday in Washington to talk about switching to a national standard system. New York is on board with that. They want to talk about having national standards. About 46 states are. I think the only ones that won't are Alaska and a couple of other states. But really, like almost all the states now want to switch to or consider having a national standard.
So having said all this and having laid out the caveats so clearly with respect to what these gains mean, let's give the mayor his due here on a few things. One is the gap between white and black in passing rates seems to have narrowed substantially. If I'm reading the numbers right, it has narrowed to 17 percentage points of a difference compared to 31 points in 2006. And that's very much at the heart of the attempts at improvement. Is that number as good as it looks?
It's in when you look at the gap, again, it's in the percentage of students meeting or exceeding that level three point, you know, meeting or exceeding state standards. I think, again, you have to look at the number, how these kids are doing on their scores, and if their scores on the tests are actually going up as much. They are going up, but not as much. But yes, it's true. The gap has narrowed.
And some of the numbers the mayor is touting on the pure percentages reaching level three, the percentage passing fourth grade math scores has gone in the last 10 years from about 50% to now more than 80%. And in eighth grade, if I'm reading the charts and graphs right, in eighth grade, which is such a problematic grade, it's gone from like 20% passing to more than 70. Those are huge gains, if true.
It's true. And it's also seen across the state. So New York City is not unique. The gap is, you know, with the middle school slump, what everybody referred to, has definitely been getting better. And in fact, it is reflected in the actual test scores across the state where grade eight students are doing better. But, you know, again, you want to look for consistent progress there and see how those students do in ninth grade and how many of them are going to graduate from high school. So those are the caveats. You know, not to take anything away, that the city's scores are definitely going up. These are good trends when you look at eighth grade, where kids were bombing. You know, historically, they would start off really strong in third grade and then slide by the time they got to eighth grade. That slide is not as deep as it used to be. They're doing much better in eighth grade than they used to.
These are statewide tests, as you pointed out. So how did the rest of the state do? And can we say that New York City, under Mayor Bloomberg and Chancellor Klein and all these high-profile changes that they've made, you know, that they're making more of a difference than in Syracuse or Buffalo or Rochester or wherever?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting, because the state scores also went up, as I said, so you've got to look at New York City as not so unique. And when you look among the big five school districts, New York City's gains this year in math were less than in any of the other big five. They didn't go up as much. New York City saw a gain of 7.5 points on its math tests, while Buffalo saw a 13.3 gain in its math scores. And Rochester, it was 8.8, Yonkers, 8.7, Syracuse, 8.4. So New York having 7.5, yeah, it's still good. But those other districts made even more progress than New York. Now, they came from further behind, but those cities also do not have mayoral control. So it's very interesting. You know, when Mayor Bloomberg uses this as an argument for mayoral control, you got to wonder, well, what about those other cities? And the state education commissioner actually noted that, or the chancellor noted that, last month when they announced the gains in the reading scores. They said, we saw big gains in cities that don't have mayoral control.
So in our last minute, where do you think this mayoral control debate is headed? The state legislature either has to renew it by the end of the month or change it or let it expire and, I guess, go back to a much more decentralized system.
Well, these scores certainly help the mayor, but the reality is that the state legislators were heading in the direction of giving him mayoral control anyway with some tweaks. And what we saw yesterday was pretty interesting, because the two union leaders, the head of the principals union and the head of the teachers union, Randy Weingarten, were both with the mayor. And they were saying that having mayoral control really put one person in charge, stopped a lot of the finger pointing that used to go on, and let people focus on their work more. And that was, you know, a very nice moment there where they were all embracing it. And so I asked the teachers union president, who previously had wanted to dilute the mayor's powers and started backing off that statement a few weeks ago. Well, does this mean that you could live with the current system if it stays? And she said, well, I think what we're going to have is some more checks and balances, and we're going to have something everyone can live with. And I asked the mayor, do you think you'll be able to live with it if they make some changes? And he sort of said, well, yeah, I think I'll be able to live with it, but we still need to have mayoral control. So everybody is reading the signs, which is that Albany wants to keep mayoral control, but they also want to do something to answer the criticism of parents, community groups who want more input, and we're going to see some tinkering around the edges.
WNYC's Beth Fertig doing a great job on the education beat. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.